One specific thing that is much better with R&R Sanitation as opposed to the competition, and that is the beer shelf. There is a shelf for your beer while you're in an R&R Sanitation porta potty. So I apologize. Another reason to call R&R Sanitation. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They're bigger, longer, they're less expensive, they're serviced more frequently, and they're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. R&R Portable Toilets. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Are you wondering if your battery is on its way out? Stop by Advance and they'll test it for you, free of charge, at Advance Auto Parts.
Almost half of all Americans are forced to retire unexpectedly. Could you be next? This week on America's Wealth Management Show, discover how to retire on your terms.
America's Wealth Management, Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Now somewhere in the Black Mountain Hills of Dakota, there lives a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. One day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon.
This is not one of the Beatles right here, is it?
Yeah.
Who is this? Who's
Rocky Raccoon?
I think it's Paul.
Well, this is Paul.
Into his room.
But that first part was
maybe John. I'm not sure.
Gideon's Bible.
I think it's.
This is
Paul
another song where the lyrics you can tell were written when they're on an LSD. It makes no sense. All right, a couple of things. Then we're going to go right to the phones. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. If you've never called before, call us. Say hello. Even if you just want your relatives to say they heard you on the radio, we don't care. Or 888-550-KTRS. Maybe later, when we have a little more time, we'll talk more about this Oprah Winfrey thing. I will never understand people, and it's a significant number of people, who do something because a celebrity has something to do with it. And Oprah, if Oprah says, here's a great book, to the top. Number one bestseller. The women can't run out fast enough to buy it. So Oprah buys 10% of Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers stock has plummeted. I think last year, 2015, it dropped 75%. It's just to the bottom.
So she got that 10% for dirt cheap compared to
what
it was.
Dirt cheap, it was almost $50 million. But yes, compared to what the stock
was.
Well, yeah, she knew it bottomed. It had bottomed out. So she swoops in and buys 10%. And then one day, she doubles her money. She makes $50 million because somebody decided, well, the stock went up 105% because I guess the people who know this stuff decided the value based on the fact that they knew that now millions of women are all of a sudden going to go to Weight Watchers because Oprah apparently is going to lose some weight now after she said... And you could call this hypocritical. People have the right to change their minds, I guess, but Oprah was huge, then she was real small, and then she's even bigger, and she said, I don't ever want to go through that losing weight again. I was, in so many words, said she was meant to be heavy, and she's comfortable that way, and that's how she's going to stay. Oh, well, maybe not. Now that I own 10% of Weight Watchers, I'll lose weight again, and that's what I really want to do. Wow. I don't understand the stock market. My question would be, could she have bought that stock? I don't know that she could have known. She knows how powerful she is. I don't know that she could have known it would have gone up over 100%. But could she have actually bought it and cashed it out the next day and just taken the $50 million? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works either.
Oh, I'm sure she could.
So that, and then later I'm going to get to this Wayne Newton thing. Wayne Newton, about a week or two ago, I saw him interviewed, and he's opened his house, Casa de Shenandoah, up to the open to the public. You can't believe this place. There's a swimming pool for the horses. The horses exercise the swimming pool, and that's just a teeny tiny part of this unbelievable estate. But wait until I read you. I pulled up about 12 pages, and they're legitimate news articles from Las Vegas and journals about this guy's financial and legal problems. Yet look how he lives. We need to all go bankrupt. We have to file for bankruptcy, because apparently if you do that, you just get really, really rich. So we'll get into that later, too. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. This is Andy. Andy, how are you?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
Great. What can we do for you?
Oh, first of all, AM and the PM.
There you go.
Hallelujah. You were talking about advertising earlier, and there's a question I've been meaning to ask you for months.
Okay.
I started listening to you guys when the Cardinals were on your station.
We still own the Cardinals.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I would leave the radio on. You know, I'd go and start the car, and it would still be on KTRS, and I got into some of your programming, heard this and that, mm-hmm. and really enjoyed it. But the morning show started to turn me off a little bit, so I started to listen to other things. You've had shows come and go. But it's
Hold on here. What do you mean we've had shows come and go?
Shows come
what are you talking
and go.
About? What are you talking about?
This is stable.
Oh, wait. Hang on. He's right. Hang on.
People come and go so quickly here.
You're right. Since we've been here, there have been 185 people who've come and gone. I'm saying, go ahead, Andy.
But there's been a couple constants. The morning show and the large morning show in the afternoon, which I love.
Well, then, hang on here. The morning show, not as constant as this show, because since we've been here, there have been about six morning shows.
Yeah.
Since the Cardinals, McGraw has been in place.
Which we still own. Yeah, go ahead.
Lately, it seems like the Big 550 has a bit turned into the Big McGraw-Millhaven with every commercial break saturated with commercials featuring that voice. And I stopped listening to the show because I didn't like the way the show was going, but that's fine. Other people can be into that sort of show. Good for him. But when the vocal miscues carry over into a recorded commercial, it drives me crazy. It's like nails on a chalkboard. I was just wondering what the thought process is there to keep running those commercials. What's up with that?
Well, then, first of all, there is no thought process because the management doesn't listen to the station. So nobody pays any attention to what's going on. Grammatical errors, commercials that are outdated, shouldn't even be running. Same commercial that's run over and over and over and over and over is never updated. They don't pay attention to that stuff. That's the truth.
Okay, so I'm not crazy. No, you're not crazy.
You're not crazy. And there are people, this show drives some people crazy. There are people that can't stand this show. This is the show on this station.
Well, they're legitimately crazy, then. They have a real
Well, those
problem.
People are wrong. Yeah,
yeah.
Those people are misguided and stupid.
Yeah, in that case, it's not just opinion. They're just wrong.
No, they're just they're stupid.
They're out of their mind.
But there's no, it seems that there's no governor put on anything. For example, I was in the business back in the time where you never ran competing car dealers back to back. If you ran my commercial and then ran another car dealer, I wouldn't pay for the commercial. But those days are over. It's kind of like anything goes. Write
like
a check and we'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's like that in radio and TV now. TV does the same
fair
thing.
Enough. Like I said, I'm in the PM, almost every sponsor
and Andy,
I have visited.
Andy,
and I will tell you this. McGraw has given me some ideas for businesses that I might need to use, but because of those ads, I will find another company to do them. There's no way I will go to one of those companies.
He and I do this business completely differently. We're two different people. I have always tried to avoid overexposure. You don't hear my voice on this station the rest of the day, except the show. And that's by design. I don't want it. I won't allow it. Because I don't like the idea that I might make people sick of me. And they may be sick of me.
Very little chance of that, Frank. Very little chance.
Well, you know, like I told you, I know for a fact there are people that will not listen because of me. And so everybody has different tastes. But that's the way he wants to do it. That's the way the station lets him do it, and that's his thing. And I got, you know, that's I have nothing to do. I've told people before, I have nothing to do with anything here except the yard sale on Saturday and this show. That's it. That's all I have any say about. I have no say.
Right on.
About
well, I appreciate it. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't the only person on a little bit annoying. Thank you very much for your time. You guys
Andy,
have a lovely day.
Thank you for the call. You too. Go outside and play. It's nice outside. Seriously, in 82, when I guess this is just, boy, soak this up. This is too good to be true. Diane, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you all doing?
We're having a fantastic day today.
Well, I'm definitely AM and the PM.
Hey, thank you.
Hallelujah. It's taken me 3 weeks to get in touch with you, but now that I've gotten in touch with you, I have to tell you, you have the best show on the radio.
What?
The best.
What?
The best. Show on the radio.
I heard it that time.
Oh, come on, audience. Come on.
I drive and I travel in my car and I just can't wait till 3 o'clock till you come on. And I'm like laughing, and I know people probably next to me at the stoplight thinks I'm nuts.
Well, Diane, if somebody's stoplight's not laughing too, it means they're not listening and they're stupid.
Yeah.
I just think that you have the greatest show on the radio.
What?
So I mean, you all click. You're all a great team.
Well, except Dan. We click except Dan. Well, we all click except for Dan.
Misclick there.
There's one. Yeah, that's the miss. That's a good way to put it. He's the misclick. Dan,
and
that's very nice.
This is the show I do not miss.
Thank you.
If I'm getting out of my car, I turn it on my phone, and I listen to it until you go off at 6 o'clock.
I think I should dedicate the joke to you today. Do you have a favorite joke?
No, not really.
Most people can't come up with one. Whatever it is today, here, I'm writing it down right now. I'm dedicating the joke to you today, okay?
Well, like I said, no one at that station has anything on your show. Well, you are the best.
That's nice. Thank you.
Uh-huh, and you all have a good day, and I'm finally glad I got through.
Me too. Call again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Diane.
Thank you for your time.
Isn't she nice?
Man, that's very nice.
That's a good example of the kind of listener that we appeal to. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm fine. How are you?
You know that Jerry, with a G, is my mother-in-law's name.
Yes, I know that.
But she spells it G-E-R-R-I, and you put an E on the end of yours?
No, mine's G-E-R-R-Y. It's very odd.
No, it's not, because Dan has put it on the screen as G-E-R-R-I-E, so you're misspelling your own name.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. And hi to the rest of everyone, too.
Hi, Jerry.
Jerry says hi.
Hi, Jerry. I know one other Jerry, and she spells it like that, so that's how I spell
that's
Jerry
a good story.
With a woman.
That's a good story.
It's all right. Yeah. I wanted to tell you, I love the bit you do about the sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I know what
a family man you are, and I know how much you love your little grandson.
That's right.
And my little grandson was born in Chicago on
the 3rd of June.
Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Beautiful. Perfect.
And it's perfect. And we were, after he came home from the hospital, and I was talking to my daughter, and she says, Mom, I just wonder, is there any song or any story connected to June 3rd?
Yes.
And I said, oh, boy.
Ode to Billy Joe. Yes, there is.
And I pulled it up on my phone, and I played part of it to her, and I said, you know, it really is an awful song. And she goes, yeah, it really is. But it was a huge hit back, way back in the day.
And you know what? I'm just in here trying to think. Is there any other song that if you said, I need a song that...
With a date?
I can't think of one.
Oh, no, I can't. I couldn't think of one either. But
I'm sure there's one out there, but
yeah.
I can't. The 3rd of June, this is it. That's the only one I can
think
of. Somebody will come up with one.
Right. And I wanted to tell you something, too, also. I am happily married, and I know you are, too. But
no.
You would like me.
I would like you. I like you already.
Whoa.
Well, you would like me because I have some meat on my bones.
I like that. I like meat.
And I am 59 and feeling fine. And thank you. And I have those bushy Brooke Shields eyebrows.
Mm,
my daughter says, Mom, you know, let's fix those eyebrows.
No.
I'm not fixing
say,
those
say no.
Eyebrows.
Frank likes them. Say Frank likes them. I'm keeping them.
Exactly.
Now
but
look, you're married. How long have you been married?
Almost 40 years. I was a baby.
Well, hang on a minute. I think if we got together, don't laugh. That makes me not. See, I don't want to hear that. No, but the man doesn't want to hear if
no.
you suggest getting together.
Oh,
woman.
No, I know.
It just takes the wind out of my sails immediately.
Oh, I know.
I like bushy eyebrows, and I think I'd like you.
Well, I enjoy your show.
I don't like little skeletonic, stick, skinny, emaciated women.
No, no.
I'm guessing you're fairly ample-breasted. Am I right?
Yeah.
She went, yeah.
I also really, and you'll love this, I understand that you're, I've seen your picture, I know you're a little bit bald.
No, I'm not a little bit bald. I'm a lot bald.
This is so true, Frank. Ever since I was a teenager, I've really had a thing for bald men.
Oh. See, I told you guys. What did I tell you guys? Every time I see a guy and he's going crazy because he's losing his hair, I said, hey, man, relax. Chicks dig it.
Embrace it.
Oh, I love it. And my husband's going bald, too, or has been. And it's like, you know, don't ever do those hair plugs. Don't ever wear those awful hair pieces.
No.
I love you just the way you are. So I would love to come on a trip with you with my husband. I don't know that that's ever going to happen. But also I wanted to tell you that your show has just meant so much to me over the years.
Thank you. What is this today? This is about 16 years ago.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what's going on today. It's like a love fest. I love this. We have all these nice people saying what a great show this is. Yeah, keep talking.
Yes. Oh, no, I was just saying, when my mother was in intensive care in Kansas City, every time I would hear somebody say, anyway, I would think, oh, Bernice, and I didn't get to hear you then because it was before internet and all. Well, I didn't have access, but you just have meant so much to me over the years, and I enjoy you. And my favorite joke is, you can find it maybe if you haven't told it for a while, is the man with the ice cream and the seal.
Oh,
during the cold weather. In the winter.
Yeah, we tell that every winter when we think it may be the coldest it's going to be. So it'll be coming up in January, February.
Oh, good. One more thing.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I love the Christmas songs, but every year, you know, that filthy mouth Brenda Lee.
Oh, no, we'll address that. We'll address that soon.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Glad you're a family man, and I love my kids too. It isn't being a grandparent, just the coolest thing.
It's great, but I want to get back to something you said where you said you'd love one day for you and your husband to go on the trip with us. Would you consider this? It is possible that on one of these trips, my wife could get very ill right before we're supposed to leave. Would you consider being like a stand-in? Like, what do they call it when an actor or an actress, there's another name for it.
Oh, yeah.
Understudy.
I don't think so. But,
well, why
but
not?
Thank you for the offer.
She laughed again.
Yeah.
That hurts.
I know,
twice
I laughed,
she's
yes.
hurt me.
Yeah. No, I'm very, very happily married and long-time member of First Community Credit Union. Absolutely.
Well, Jerry, I'm glad you called. Jerry with a Y, thank you.
Thank you, and keep up the good work, and all the rest of you, too.
All right, call
anytime.
Jerry.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Anybody's always welcome to call if they're going to tell us how great we are.
Yes.
Hey, our buddy Steve Davis called and said...
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he does. He does an Elvis show.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
I think I might have heard about that.
But he said... it was the 3rd of September, a day I'll always remember. Papa was a rolling stone.
Temptations. Earth, Wind, and Fire had September. Do you remember the 21st night of September?
Yeah.
I knew these would start coming in.
Let me see. Convoy. It was a dark of moon on the 6th of June.
All right.
Wow. D.W. McCall. Huh. Ode to Billy Joe, of course.
Yeah.
Desiree by
Neil Diamond.
Let's see, what is the date here? June 3rd. He uses June 3rd, too.
Wow.
3rd of June must be a big deal in songs. We have to break it. We're not going to have time for
Colin
Jeffrey. Then there'll be like an uprising or something. Ooh. So let's do this. Let's remind you and everybody else where you need to make sure your car goes if you're in an accident. And don't forget the C in the name Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Here's the deal. When you have an accident and you talk to your insurance company, if they don't recommend Schaefer, you might want to get another insurance company because they're not, well, I can't imagine they wouldn't. But if they don't, then you do it because you have every right to decide where that vehicle's going to go. And you say it's going to go to Schaefer. And I've never yet heard of anybody who has told me that their insurance company balked at that. Usually, they'll say it before you do. Because I'm sure that there's an order preferred auto body places that insurance companies have. And I would imagine that on every one of those insurance companies' lists, Schaefer's at the top. They're that good. And when the insurance company is paying all of it but the deductible, trust me, they want it done perfectly as much as you do because they're paying for it. They don't want to have to go back and have something redone because it wasn't done right. It didn't match. Didn't hold up. No. And they know they don't have to worry about that at Schaefer. The other thing you'll notice when you take the vehicle to Schaefer, first of all, it's a horrible, horrible time. You're kind of freaked out and upset because you were in an accident, and I get all that. But when you get it back, you know me well enough now to know that I have a thing about advertising slogans and stuff that is so stupid. I heard one just yesterday for a bank, and it was something like something bank, where we care, or some stupid. Here's theirs. It's like it never happened, and it makes all the sense in the world, because when you get that vehicle back, it will be like it never happened. You know how you'll know they had your car? Because it'll be cleaner, probably, than when you took it in. Other than that, it's like it never happened. 10 locations, soon to be 11. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Center, SchaeferAutoBody.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, I love when you guys talk about radio because it made me think not only did you not have to play or you couldn't play back-to-back competing competitors, but right. Remember you couldn't play back-to-back same voices.
No, yes. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked at a station where they wouldn't allow male. It had to be male, female on commercial. Yeah. I mean, they were that crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And such sticklers that... There was a whole set of rules. You can't do this. You can't do. And now I don't think there's one rule anymore.
Nope. No.
Just write the check. We'll put it on.
No, I can remember playing Dan Strauss's voice back to back, and I almost got fired. So.
Well, today that's one thing they will not accept here.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing I did see that note.
Yeah.
No Dan Strauss. And it didn't even say back to back. It just said no Dan Strauss.
Yeah. On any commercial.
On any commercial. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. Hey, we just flew over an accident. It's in the middle of the intersection at Manchester at Ballas. While I'm circling and talking here, they're moving it off to the Ballas side, and it's affecting northbound Ballas. So expect some delays in that area. It looks like they may have cleared the accident we had earlier at Big Bend, at Doherty Ferry north of Big Bend. We have southbound 270 traffic. It is bumper to bumper in pockets between Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, when we flew out here, it's jammed up pretty solid from southwest to the Murdoch overpass. And downtown, eastbound Highway 40 is slow. Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance, and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. With your, I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Green 18.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Saturday, our Mizzou Tigers travel to Nashville to take on the Vanderbilt Commodores.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house.
KTRS coverage begins at 1 p.m. and the kickoff is at 3.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri.
KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, it's Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air in beautiful downtown Alton, Illinois.
Hold on there, big boy.
Did I just hear Mr. Shannon?
This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Mr. Shannon.
I mean, nothing puts a smile on your face like you're peeling each shrimp or that Fat Eddie burger.
You can take care of your appetite at Fast Eddie's in every season. This is truly my favorite season.
You certainly can enjoy life much more than when you're out on that big, huge patio of yours enjoying a nice, cold, frosty one.
There is no better place to kick back with an ice cold beer.
Listening to live music.
When it comes to live music, nobody beats Fast Eddie. We got live bands 7 nights a week.
There's never a dull moment at Fast Eddie.
Nobody says it better than Mr. Shannon.
Amen, Eddie.
No matter the season, Fast Eddie's Bon Air is always the place to be.
I'm going
to
head right on over the Clark Bridge and check out Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Why don't you join me if you're 21 and you're in the mood road, I suggest you do the same, and I'll see you there.
Right. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
What could be worse than thinking about your own death? Well, try thinking about what would happen to your family if you died without life insurance. Picture them having to sell the house, the car, maybe even priceless family heirlooms, just to survive without you. Now, think about how easily and affordably AIG Direct could help you protect your family. With $250,000 of term life coverage for just $14 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-939-5578. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. So protect your peace of mind by calling AIG Direct now. 1-800-939-5578. That's 1-800-939-5578. 1-800-939-5578.
Is it that time when dentures are in your future? Well, before you talk about dentures, let's talk about dental implants and let's talk about Dr. Bowen. Because at Dr. Bowen, he is world-renowned when it comes to dental implants. He has gotten all the education. He's up to date on all the latest technology. So if you need a full mouth extraction, maybe a couple of teeth, or maybe just one tooth, dental implants could be in your future, and Dr. Bowen's the one to do it. When you visit Dr. Bowen, he will go over the entire procedure, and all of the procedure is done right there on Dunn Road in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care is a family-run dentistry that has been handed down from generation to generation, and many people are going to Dr. Bowen to talk about dental implants. In fact, those existing dentures you have right now, he can turn those into dental implants, whether it's the first visit or a second opinion. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
What happens when your computer goes kaput?
What? Oh, come on! Not now!
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, but have you seen my bank account lately?
Maybe have a friend try to fix it.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Or you could call the local experts. Computer Clinic. At Computer Clinic, they can bring a dead computer back to life. PC, Mac, whatever. At the lowest prices in the region. Stop procrastinating and call Computer Clinic now at 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. Computer Clinic can take care of any computer need you might have, including smartphone, iPhone, and iPad repair. If you own a business, then call Computer Clinic. And if you're on the internet, and who isn't, Computer Clinic can install programs or remove adware and viruses remotely. They even sell Android boxes, M boxes, and OT boxes. From network setup to data recovery, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Altair Travel and Cruises is the official travel company of the McGraw-Millhaven Show. Book your next trip by going online to altairtravel.com.
With all the market volatilities these days, it's nice to know St. Louis-based Stifel Nicolaus is home to one of the investment industry's largest equity research departments. Learn more about Stifel's nationally recognized research capabilities and get a free copy of their research monthly publication. Call Scott Crothers at 314-292-6201.
The clouds with the down or the dance.
That's right, Jerry. That was my Dean Martin. Well, that's right, Jerry. Well, no, that's Bing Crosby. Blah, 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 blah. Ah, forget it. I edit that out. That was stupid. Edit that out. It's time for Colin Jeffrey. He's going to talk about entertainment, what to watch, what to avoid. He is brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window people, largest selling replacement window in the country. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up for Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. I know you're having a good day.
I'm having a great day today, and I don't know why. Well, there's no real reason for it.
Let's get it checked out.
I must have some terminal illness or I'm about to die. That's what I'm afraid of. What's going on?
Well, we've got some DVDs coming out this week. We'll start with the smaller ones. If you have a teenage daughter, she will want Paper Towns. It's another teenage love movie.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. You're not the target audience. The only other one that's really worth checking out, I think, is Jurassic World is out on DVD today.
I just didn't like it.
I did not see it in the theater.
You know what? Compared to Jurassic Park, I didn't like it.
No, it's not as good a movie.
No.
But it's a big spectacle. That's for sure.
And it did well.
Yeah. Yeah. Very well. Some TV for you to check out tonight. Tonight, PBS Frontline. I love Frontline. That's why I recommend them all the time. They're doing a special on the immigration battle. They are, as opposed to going to the border, they're going to Washington to talk to people on both sides of the aisle and figure out why an immigration deal can't seem to get done. So that's tonight on PBS at 9 o'clock. This was a show that was actually on last night.
I just want to mention that you'll see me doing something. Don't worry about it because you won't hear it.
Okay.
Because Mike Breitenstein put a new PTS on my microphone.
PTS, what is that?
Paper tearing suppressor.
All right.
Oh, okay. So you'll see me do something, but you won't hear it.
All right.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Alan. Seems
odd to have to do in the middle of a...
I saw you tear it, but I
didn't hear anything.
Didn't hear a thing.
Huh. Hey, this new technology. Go ahead, Colin.
No problem. It was on last... Excuse me.
Oh, how unprofessional that was. Wow.
You're surprised that technology existed.
That might go on somebody else's show, but we don't... we're professionals. Edit that out.
All right.
Okay.
The Smithsonian Channel last night, it's called The Weapon Hunter. This host, Paul Scholl, he goes and finds historic weapons and tries to fire them. So on Monday night, last night, he went and found a Civil War cannon, cleaned it up, and fired it. It's just kind of neat to watch. I enjoy it.
It sure sounds like it.
Yeah. No, it's really neat. He goes back and finds these old weapons and proves you can still shoot them. Sunday, I've never seen anything like this, and so it caught my attention. Sunday on the National Geographic Channel at 8 o'clock, there's a show called Brain Surgery Live with Mental Floss.
Ooh.
They, along with the National Geographic Channel, put several cameras and they taped a live brain surgery. And they cut it down to about an hour. So I have no idea what this looks like.
I would watch this.
I'm going to watch this.
I watch surgeries on YouTube all the time.
Really? Yes.
You can go on YouTube and watch any surgery. Name a procedure and it's on YouTube. In high definition, there are companies that do medical training.
Mm-hmm.
It's a training tool for surgeons.
Wow.
And there'll be some lingo you don't understand. Hand me the Vortex Hemotopia.
Right.
But boy, watching the surgery.
That was good.
Thank you very much.
Can you do another one?
Thank you. It looks like he's got a bilateral clavial distemporal.
Mm.
There you go. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
This is an interesting brain surgery. It's called deep brain stimulation. The patient is fully awake.
Oh man, I've seen that with Parkinson's patients, and they're awake and they're sticking a probe into their brain
to try and figure out what they can stimulate. Mm-hmm. So you can watch this Sunday night, 8 o'clock on the National Geographic Channel. A few notes.
Bob, can you feel that? Nope. and his skull is cracked open.
And now I can speak German.
What was that? I don't think I saw. Was that in the original? It was the sequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yes.
Where the scene with Ray Liotta.
His brain. Yeah.
Ray Liotta sitting there with the skull open.
That was a weird scene.
And he's sitting there eating his brain while he's talking.
Dan, he just said that.
I know.
Do you realize what
I was just
did?
I was just reiterating.
Just reliving
Beyond
it.
Said that Ray Liotta, he's eating his brain. He's eating his brain.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
In case we forgot.
I was out taking a whiz. I'm getting brain surgery right now.
Oh, you need it.
I have a small brain.
I'm so sorry, Colin.
I have a small brain on my tumor.
Edit out what Dan said. Go ahead, Colin.
That's all right.
Pick it up where after I say go ahead, Colin.
All right. Yeah. This one went off the rails fast today. The Star Wars trailer aired last night during Monday Night Football. I don't know if you saw it. We can't replay it here because it's too visual.
I do not know much about Star Wars. I saw the original when it came out in the theater, and I have forgotten most of what that was about. I'd have to actually go back and watch it again and a couple of them before I'd even know what's going on.
I saw it today on one of the news channels. They played it.
But the people who are into it, my goodness.
And it looks, it's so well done. I mean,
I'm very excited for this. It was so popular, in fact, that Fandango and MovieTickets.com are handling pre-sales for the tickets. Right. And after the trailer, they put these tickets on sale, so you can buy your tickets for showings on December 18th. It's the most.
Not me.
It's the most purchased ticket. The Hunger Games had the previous record for tickets. This did eight times that business.
The cutoff for that is the age of about 30. These are all people under 30, I think, doing this, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe mid-30s.
35, maybe.
Yeah. But eight times the traffic, it actually crashed the sites, so wow. I think this is going to be a
What year did the first Star Wars come out?
Oh, my goodness, long.
Point. Was it 70?
78?
Something?
Why not? Let's say 1978 was...
Because I remember I was 5 years old. Yeah, 78,
that's probably
I was
wrong.
Five.
that's probably wrong. It's, let's say 70s. A few other things just to pick up. I don't know if you heard, they released some clips of it from PBS, the Mark Twain Comedy Award.
Oh, Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy was there.
It was just taped or recorded like Sunday night.
Yes. Yeah. It was just taped, and it doesn't air until November 23rd.
Right.
But they let a little bit out. Eddie Murphy did new material, stand-up material, for the first time in more than 20 years.
For this award show?
For this award show. And part of it, he busted out his Bill Cosby impression to essentially
wow,
ask
Wow, thank goodness, because we've gotten so tired of Eddie Murphy being serious and refusing to be funny.
Oh, the SNL was awful. He comes out, oh, thanks so much. Have a good night. So he actually did material. They released a little bit of it.
Does he do a good Cosby? I bet he does.
Oh, he does this, yeah.
Remember when Bill Cosby called him out for being dirty?
Mm. Yes.
And then now we know Cosby's a rapist.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
calls Murphy out for using bad language.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. He swears
alleged.
A lot.
Let me make sure I get that in. Alleged rapist.
Okay.
Okay.
He swears a lot during his acceptance speech. Eddie Murphy does.
Well, that's not the Eddie Murphy I know.
No. PBS, though, who's going to air this, said they're going to air it uncut. They'll put in bleeps when necessary, but they're going to air this
And for
uncut.
Some reason, PBS gets away with that. They can do that, and they're still FCC governed. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Years ago, I saw a PBS special, and it was something about a steam room or a sauna. And the F word was in it. It's 25 years ago. I couldn't believe it.
Huh.
And they left it in. Well, they can. They get the skate for some reason because it's artistic.
Yeah, let's
art
go with
maybe
that.
Publicly art. Funded. I don't know.
Yeah. Art.
Yes. CBS show that I think you will like. It is. It's a comedy based on living as if the Bible is completely literal.
Okay.
It's a show that is based on that. It's based off a book called The Year of Living Biblically. It is produced by John Galecki from Big Bang Theory. This just sounds like a very interesting premise. They're going to follow around a character who's living as if every word in the Bible is 100% literal. And do you watch Homeland?
I did, and then when they got rid of Brody, I gave up on it. My wife still watches it because that Claire Danes is unbelievable. But
yeah.
I don't anymore. She does.
Well, there was just an episode where they were, I can't remember where they said they were, but they hired people to come in and put graffiti because it was in an area that was supposedly after an uprising. And so they hired some Arabic speakers to come in and spray paint graffiti. Well, I guess no one checked what they had
boy.
Written.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know where this is headed.
Because among other things, they also wrote in graffiti.
Death to America.
Homeland is racist. No, it was all just trolling the show, making fun of the show.
And you know else is good that I never did like his name, Mandy Patinkin, or whatever his name is. It's like somebody dropped some metal trays. Mandy Patinkin. But he's really good, and he reminds me of Paul Harris. I look at him and go, hey, Paul Harris could have played that character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Universal has had an enormous year at the box office. They have two or three movies this year that grossed over $1 billion. Huge year. They also own the rights to the stage production of Wicked. So the highest grossing movie ever for Universal is $1.7 billion for Jurassic World. Wicked, the stage production, has brought in $3 billion.
Wow.
Gross is an interesting word. It grossed. That also means disgusting.
Yes.
But a movie grosses. That's just one of those words if you're trying to learn English and you're from another country. That's got to confuse you.
But I'm Colin Jeffrey.
I thought gross meant something bad. Well, I don't know what accent that
who
was.
Who is that?
That was somebody from another country. That's a character I call somebody from another country.
Oh.
Frank was having brain surgery at that point.
Can we edit that out? Right,
yeah, we will. Wrap it up.
I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right. There he is, Colin Jeffrey. I like this segment. He will be back Friday with Mandy Patinkin, who will sit in for me Friday, and he'll do some more entertainment stuff. And again, he'll be brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window people, windowworldst.louis.com, the largest selling replacement window in the country. If you'll allow me to do a little bit of business, then we'll step aside and let Bill Cleveland, who I assume is still in St. Louis, he's taking a, making a brief stop in St. Louis.
Yeah.
We'll get him in here, too. American Equity Mortgage, or AEM, as those of us who are close to the business like to say, has been around for about 23 and a half years. In April, they hit the 23-year mark and started their 24th year. So that would be April, May, June, July, yeah, about 23 and a half years. And they've been with us for 23 years. So from almost day one, they locked in on this show and said, hey, we want to ride on the coattails of this show. And guess what happened? American Equity Mortgage, hugely successful. And not just in St. Louis where they started, but all over the country. I like to, for this show to take credit for that.
Yeah.
I think coming on this show is the reason, one of the reasons American Equity Mortgages have been so successful. If you need a mortgage buying a home, please consider letting them handle it because they work fast. They will get you the best rate you can get based, of course, on your credit history, but perfect or less than credit, perfect, which is what most people have, by the way, less than perfect. Most people do not have perfect credit. They'll take good care of you. If you're a homeowner, even if your mortgage is not with American Equity, please remember the fact that you're a homeowner and you have equity in your home allows you to borrow money at ridiculously low rates. They are still, nobody would ever have expected the rates to stay this low this long, but they are. Take advantage of it. If you need money for some expense you, either you just didn't see it coming, or you sort of knew it was coming, but you were hoping you wouldn't have to borrow money for it. If you do have to, borrow it the smart way. Use that equity. They'll show you how easy this process is. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or a phone number we want to make sure you get right, because one missed dial and you'll have some other company that wants to be American Equity Mortgage. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Airborne, here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, we're up in North County, and eastbound 270, it's still stacked up from McDonald through New Florissant, and then everything runs well up to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Downtown, you're still jamming up now, approaching Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge on westbound 40. It's pretty heavy from approaching Kings Highway on out through McCausland. You're heavy again. Clayton Warson through Mason on westbound 70. A little bit slow between Jennings Station, Lucas and Hunt. You're also a bit heavy out around the Blanchett Bridge through 94. And then, again, some pockets then between Highway 79 out through Bryan Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware in Webster Groves.
Isn't our store in Ladue?
Well, yes, but I bought Mac Hardware in Webster Groves.
When did this happen?
Well, Bob and Jim McGarriel called me in February to say they were ready to retire and ask if I was interested in buying Mac Hardware.
Sweet. Do we have grills in Webster?
Yes, we have Weber Grills and Smokin' Brothers Smokers.
What about screen repair?
Of course.
Valspar paint?
We have Valspar paint and Cabot deck stains.
Fun and friendly service from a knowledgeable staff?
It wouldn't be Schnars without it.
Well, I'm excited.
This means we have to change our tagline.
Well, we actually have popcorn because it's a key element of the tagline.
I have ordered the popcorn machine, so it'll be there. Ready?
Yes.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
Now with two locations. Wow, it's weird saying that.
Really? Let me try. Now with two locations. Yes, that is different, but exciting, eh? So stop by and see us at 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue, or call us at 314-993-0910.
Or 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves, 314-961-4522.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
let's build a fire.
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood. But unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile. Ah! You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew!
too.
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. For AM and the PM Cab Company, STL Taxi, that's the app. Download it, it's free, and it is a great way to get a great cab, a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Oh, how could you not be in a great mood on a great day like this?
Beautiful. What a day, I tell you.
It'll be better tomorrow.
Yeah, you bet.
Well, Lindsay Lohan is now the latest celebrity to say she may run for president in the year 2020.
I hope so.
Yeah, Lindsay says if she's elected, she'll finally end the war. Not the war in Afghanistan or Iraq, the war on drugs.
Yeah. Who cares what she does? Just take your top off.
Well, all right then.
Not you. Not you.
Hey, yeah. I know. Yeah. A new Rocky movie is set to hit the theaters in a couple of weeks next month. Yeah. If you haven't seen the previews in this one, that Rocky's daughter will be played by Betty White. Fantastic film.
Wow, he is
get out there and
man.
See it.
Yeah.
Yo, and according to a new estimate, Congress has had a full work week just 14% of the time since the year 1978. Yeah, Congress said they plan to address the report next week because it's already Tuesday.
Nah, excuse me, Sly, still Stallone. Is that true? Betty White can play your daughter?
Yeah.
There it is, confirmation. Yeah.
Wow,
right.
Wow. Yeah, beautiful. Cool. And finally, this afternoon,
he just had to stop by Westport.
Well, Oprah Winfrey has worked a deal with Weight Watchers where she will buy a 10% stake. Yeah, not to be outdone, Rosie O'Donnell's just going to buy 10 steaks. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You got it. See ya.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Boy, Rosie O'Donnell, I have to mention she's my favorite.
Yeah.
My very favorite celebrity.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd love to meet her. Actually, I did. I did.
Oh, you
went to
her show.
To that stinking daytime show she had. Hey, Playhouse is coming up and a great